Distorted View Daily proudly presents a song from the musical based on the hit blockbuster motion picture, Silence of the Lambs.
Now, what did Miggs say to you? Multiple Miggs in the next cell. He hissed at you. What did he say?
He said, "I can smell your cunt."
I see. I myself cannot.
If I could smell her cunt, she'd help me taste humanity again. And if I promised not to eat her, then perhaps she'd even be my friend. If I could smell her cunt, if I could smell her cunt, if I could undo who I am, I'd snap my fingers, brand new man. I want to smell her bearded clam, I almost can. Trapped behind this pane of glass, a man who reeks of taste and class. I'm sitting on my bony ass, and now this woman, I'd like to tell her I don't care. What's something in her eyes? I'd like to tell her life's not fair. The smell between her thighs. Lonely, lonely lunatic, I want to know what makes her tick. If only she would let me pick her pretty brain. I want a new relationship, the kind that challenges my wit, the kind that doesn't leave behind a bloody stain. If I could smell her cunt, she'd help me find the man I used to be. And if I promised not to serve her as an entree, she'd be friends with me. If I could smell her cunt, if I could smell her cunt.
Freaks, it's Sunday, June 10th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, autistic sex noises, plus busting a pedophile on the bus, when God talks to you through stuffed animals, and pissing yourself while playing Fortnite. All of this, plus your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Get it together! I'm sick of this shit! I'm angry! Stop it!
Yeah! Tim Henson back here with you for a Sunday podcast. Oh, we're all in a great mood. It's the weekend. We got a few days off of work. It's summertime. We're barbecuing, eating ice cream, splashing around in the pool, drinking some cold ones with friends. Now there's a new episode of DV to listen to. Nothing can bring us down. Wait, what is that sad sounding noise off in the distance? Yeah. The official theme song of death. Yes, I am very sad to report we have got a freak down. And this one doubly hurts because she was a member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. Freak listener, longtime listener, Heather D. I don't think she went by any other names here on the show. Heather passed away on Thursday. She was a listener of both Distorted View and Yeast Radio. That's how I found out about it. Someone posted it on the Yeast Radio thing, and I went searching for like messages that I may have sent Heather. Did I do this? Did I kill her? Did I drive her to suicide or something? No, thankfully. I'm always afraid something I say might push you guys over the edge. No, she was a longtime listener. You know, and it's so funny because everything is just archived now on Facebook and Gmail. Like, she friended me in 2012, I think, when I set up a personal Facebook page for me. Like, I spun off my original Facebook page and it became the Distorted View group. And then I created another Facebook page. And it's kind of funny because she emailed me later on in the year in 2012. And she said, "Well, after a bit of a hiatus, I've decided that I like you again. You pissed me off when you were constantly complaining about pregnant women," which sounds like me. "At the time, I was 8 months pregnant and miserable. Now you're funny again to me because I've had the baby. So you get an extra $1.99 out of me." I guess she was like an original Sideshow member. And then she got upset with stuff I was saying. And then she, you know, after she had the baby, she re-signed up at the $6.99 price. So in the end, I won there. Aha. And I charged her a penalty for canceling that one time. I guess it just kind of worked out that way. But anyway, she was actually, she signed up for the Sideshow back in 2010. So she's been a longtime listener of the show. I'm sure there are a lot of freaks out there who have talked to Heather over the years. I don't know if she was in our Discord or not. Not sure if she participated in that type of thing. But she would occasionally send in news stories, and I'm sure... Oh, look at that. She's like, here's a message of Craigslist postings, including a bestiality one. She got the show. She knew what I was looking for. Bless her heart. And, you know, what really sucks is she was young. She's younger than me. She was in her early 30s, I guess. And I don't think the family really said, what happened to her, how she died. But she had some medical issues and some other stuff going on. Freaks, please, you got to take care of yourself, both physically and mentally. I don't have the largest, I'm going to make this about me now. I don't have the largest listenership in the world. I need every single one of you. So, you know, if you suffer from depression, just realize how worse off I will be. If you've got medical issues, you know, get that shit checked out. Can't be sitting behind a microphone talking to fucking two people. Every single thing you do in life, you should first think to yourself, how is this going to affect Tim? All right, so that's that. Rest in peace, Heather. I do have a great show for you today. From dead listeners to autistic sex fetishes, one thing I'm not very good at is smooth transitions. I gotta talk about a fucking listener dying and then make a transition to some poop freak autistic. They do this to me all the time. It's done on the phone. Sean Murkowski tagged me in this. It's fascinating. Fascinating. We've got, this is from Facebook video, which is quickly becoming way better than YouTube. At least for, like, you know, weird videos that are useful to me. Anyway, this guy's name is Dave, and on his Facebook profile, he has a bit of an introduction. Hello there, I have autism, and I have a mind of an 8-year-old. I am different than normal people. What an understatement. Most people don't enjoy the feeling of shit stretching out the fabric of your underwear. That's right, this guy likes to leave his clothing on, specifically his underwear, as he shits. So you can see, like, the outline of the turd pressing up against the underwear and sort of, like, pushing it out. It kind of looks like that scene in Alien, you know, like the creatures inside of him, like, poking out, you know, and eventually it burst through his chest.
Hello, I'm David. As you may know, I have autism.
That's how he starts off everything. Things are about to get weird. I just want you to understand why. Like, don't blame your shit fetish on your autism.
As you may know, I have autism. And, I have a friend that really supports me to do this.
Yeah, also don't blame it on a friend.
I have a friend that really supports me to do this.
Your friend isn't there.
And, I do have autism, and she knows that I do, and I have a good friend of mine that supports me.
Well, now I'm starting to read between the lines here. He's got a friend that's a girl. He probably only knows her from the internet. And she wants him to do this? This sounds like those trolls who are getting Chris-Chan to, like, fuck inflatable dolls and film it and post it on YouTube and shit. You know, he thinks that this is going to get him a girlfriend. And this is proof that he has autism. Because no girl's like, I want to date you. But before I do, you gotta do one little thing for me. Shit your pants and film it. Mash that turd up against your ass. Really, really spread it around there. And zoom that camera in. That's what I'm into. It gets me so hot. If you do it, I'll play with my breasts. You are getting played, dude.
And I do have autism, and she knows that I do. And I have a good friend of mine that supports me. Okay. Want me to do this, so... Here we go.
All retards say the same things over. Like, they repeat themselves a lot. And I have autism, and I have a friend. She's a girl. And I have autism. She's a girl, and it's a friend of mine. I'd like to do this. Did I mention I have autism? His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. Jesus. Of course he's going to have problems shitting here. Wouldn't you know it? The one time he needs to poop on command, he's constipated.
Comes.
Yeah, it's always funny. Like, I've watched a bunch of panty pooping videos for the show. It's for my job. I'm not some sort of sicko. I get paid for this, thank you. And sometimes, like, people's shit will be dry. So all you see is, like I said, the outline of the shit pushing up against the underwear, almost creating like a tent. It's like a backwards boner going on there. There's been other times, though, where I've seen, you know, guys or girls strain to shit, and then all of a sudden, like, a wet spot appears before the turd starts pushing out. And it's not shit, because it's not like a brown stain. It's just, like, wetness, you know, like a sweat stain or something. The ass is full of mysteries, I guess. Stuff I don't understand. All right, so he's still straining here. Unfortunately, you don't hear any, like, farts or anything. It's really just him having a difficult time producing. He does shit something out here. This is what he likes to do. And you can't blame this on autism, because there are plenty of autistic kids that are not shitting their pants and rubbing it in with their hands.
Well, I did it.
Congratulations, you're still retarded.
Ciao.
By the way, this video, Cheryl Murkowski tagged me in the video and said, Tim, you better save this, download this audio or download the video before it gets pulled. But this video, this guy posted this thing 2 years ago, like in 2016. So I said, nah, it's not going anywhere. But this morning, when I was trying to find stuff, you know, to share with you guys, I said, well, why don't I just record the audio just in case something happens? And sure enough, as I'm recording the show, it got pulled. FYI, panty pooping videos not allowed on Facebook. Even though, you know, we don't really see anything. You just see underwear coming out, straining to contain the shit within. The shit within. Well, that sounds like a New York Times best-selling nonfiction title right there. I do have another autistic for you. This guy is so very talented. He sings, he dances, he makes sex noises.
Yeah, girl. I fucking love you a lot. I don't want to fucking lose you. Apparently I did. Girl, come back to me. I'm giving you one more chance. I don't want to have dramas in our fucking relationship.
I think he's autistic. There's something wrong with him.
I swear to God that I fucking miss you so fucking much. I don't care what the heck.
All of his songs, by the way, are about losing girls or trying to get back girls he has lost. These were all women he probably met on the internet, and they wanted him to, like, shit in his underwear and film it, and he said no, and they were like, well, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Trolls. This is another song. This is called Baby Come Back.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I wish I had a perfect girl. Apparently I got one, but I fucked the relationship up every single day of the week. And I feel fucking bad for that. My life is so wrecked right now. I wish I had her back right now. I just want her back. Baby, come back to me.
Let's stop for a moment and pretend that his baby came back to him. What do you think their makeup sex would sound like? Well, we don't have to wonder. He recorded a video of some of his sex noises.
Guys, my name's Justin Ryan. This is how I make sex noises. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I love you, baby. Come here, baby.
What is he sticking his dick in?
Yeah, baby. I want you, baby. And I have a crush on you, baby. Oh, yeah, baby.
It's like you don't have to say you have a crush on someone when you're inside of them. You know what I mean? You already got them. Save that weird clingy shit for after the sex.
Oh,
he's taking off his shirt.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, I make some of those noises.
Baby, if I... You make good sex noises. Oh! Baby, I love you so much. Oh, yeah, baby. Give it to me one more time. Oh!
Wait, she's giving it to you? It's all starting to make sense. Okay. Thank you. Autistic sex noises.
Autistic. 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 Please, please understand. I am a 25-year-old high-functioning autistic male.
The king of the autistics, Chris Chan. Now, Christine Chan. We all know that the reason he's going through this gender reassignment surgery is that he couldn't get laid as a man, so he's thinking, like, how can I get with a woman? Lesbians. That's the key here. Lesbians will fuck ugly broads. I will be that ugly broad a lesbian fucks, thinks Chris Chan. So I strongly believe, with every fiber in my being, that that's what he's doing here. All right, one more clip, and then we will get into the news. I've got a passenger on a bus here confronting another guy who is hitting on a 15-year-old. Like, he's sitting next to this teenage girl, trying to get her number.
Yo, bro, you know her?
Eh?
You know her?
I tried to call her.
You know her?
I tried to call her.
Yo, bro, he know you?
I left the door.
He know you? Wait, you just, no. He said come to my crib, right?
No.
You didn't say that?
No.
You don't know her?
No.
You see her face?
She looks old to you, nigga.
Things are starting to escalate.
She's mad young. Leave her alone, nigga. Fucking rapist ass.
Mind your own business. It's hard enough for pedophiles out there. This guy was like, I finally got one. And then some busybody behind me is watching the whole thing.
Fucking rapist ass.
Block me.
Look at this nigga face. You see it, right? How old are you?
I'm 15.
You 15, right? This nigga's a fucking rapist. Oh my god. Yo, bro, you a fucking rapist. Yo, bro, he's a rapist. Word of my mother, he's a rapist.
Now he's just telling everyone on the bus.
Bro, you're a rapist. Shut up. You're a rapist. Shut up.
I feel like this guy's just doing it for the views. He's really not trying to help anyone out here.
Rapist?
I mean, you've got a little bit of evidence. This guy was talking to a 15-year-old. We don't know what he was saying. Now all of a sudden he's just a full bloom racist.
Bro, you're a rapist. Shut up. You're a rapist. Shut up. You're a fucking rapist. Shut up. You're a rapist.
Let the rapist talk.
Took gay ass off the fucking bus. Faggot ass nigga.
Well, how can he be a faggot ass gay if he's hitting on a 15-year-old girl?
Oh, fucking rapist. Lucky makes I don't sense. Take your shit, nigga. Fucking rapist ass nigga. This is ridiculous. Bro, how old are you again?
I'm 15.
You 15, right?
Yeah.
This nigga look about.
Yo, it's okay.
What? I will smack you right here. I will smack you. Fuck out. What, nigga? I will fuck you up on this bus. Stop talking to me like that, you rapist ass nigga. The fuck off the bus, faggot. Bug it.
Bringing the gays into this.
This nigga's a rapist. Hi, he mad I'm recording him.
Catch a break.
You wanna shoot it, we can shoot it. If you wanna, like...
Yeah, you got nothing to say. Just shut up. The problem with this guy is he's not clever enough to keep talking. He's got one line. You a rapist. You a rapist. Why not throw some lines in there about his shriveled up old pedo dick or something? Come on. You're going to provide commentary, you better provide commentary. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up, become a true and honorable freak, get full access to the entire archive of programs, thousands and thousands and thousands of shows for you to listen to. Plus, every week we do exclusive material just for paying members. Thursday's show was a Sideshow exclusive one. Try to do two or three of those a week, typically Tuesday and Thursdays. $6.99 a month. It's even less when you offer a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You get a special personalized RSS feed. And that feed includes all the free shows and all of the exclusive stuff. It's pretty cool. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a couple has lost custody of their child after using a stuffed lion as their lawyer. I don't even think they really wanted to keep their child. Even crazy people know. Stuffed animals make shitty, shitty attorneys. All right, yes, not only did they use the stuffed lion as their lawyer, they also claimed it spoke the word of God to them. The little girl, now aged one from British Columbia, was removed from their care when she was just a month old, and her parents can now only visit her during supervised visits. No word on if they're allowed to bring along stuffed animals. They reportedly refused for her to have any medical tests, including hearing tests, blood tests, eye drops, vaccinations, that type of thing. You know, standard health care, because of strong religious beliefs. You talk to some people, and that makes perfect sense to them. Well, they're the parent. They can make choices on how they're going to raise their kid. But then you throw in the stuffed animal thing. You add that to the mix, and oh yeah, they're fucking crazy. It's the same thing. They're refusing medical care because they think God is going to heal her magically. How is that any different than a stuffed animal speaking magically the word of Christ? Telepathically or whatever. All right. Yes, they reportedly refused for her to have any medical tests, including hearing, blood test, eye drops. We call Visine Satan's tears. The couple argued their rights were violated and they had been discriminated against when a judge ruled their daughter should be taken away from them. During the court case, they refused legal aid and instead used the stuffed animal as their lawyer, arguing that Jesus Christ was acting as their witness and judge. Throughout the case, they spoke in tongues. Oh my God, I need audio of this court case. God. Throughout the case, they spoke in tongues, my favorite thing in the world to listen to. And when they cross-examined witnesses, they said Jesus was asking questions through them. The court was told that when the woman found out she was pregnant, she told the social worker that her husband had choked her to stop her crying, tied her hands and mouth with tape, and occasionally beat her. All sanctioned shit that happened in the Bible. Her husband had grown up in a cult. No! And believed sexual relations between children should be encouraged. Shortly after the child's birth, they were criminally charged with causing a disturbance after police were called to reports that the couple were attempting to purge churches of demonic influences. What does that mean? I would like an explanation. There were further concerns over violence in the home and mental health. It didn't help things when the mom then applied to change the little girl's name to Jesus Joy of the Land. Like, Jesus is one name, Joy of the Land is another. All one word there. Joy of the Land. No spaces or anything. And changed her own name to Risen Lord Jesus Refines Fire Christ. Refines fire is not a word. Justice Diane McDonald ruled that they were not credible and has placed the baby in continuing care, which can lead to children being permanently adopted. She said, the parents obviously love their child and wish to raise her in their home with their Christian values. It's clear there's sufficient evidence before the trial judge to allow him to come to the conclusion that a continuing custody order was warranted in the circumstances. The couple, who are not being named to protect the identity of the child, have appealed the ruling. They also fired the lion as their lawyer and replaced him with a Furby. No further questions, Your Honor. It's your witness. This is our attorney, Coco Nunu. Yes, Coco, go ahead. Who is this? This is the devil! Our lawyer has been possessed by Satan! Yeah. You gotta be careful when you choose who's representing you. Second story we have for you today. A 9-year-old girl is reportedly in rehab for her addiction. Not to meth. Did I say this story came from Florida? No. No, she is addicted to the video game Fortnite, which, by the way, I downloaded, don't really care for. I don't see the appeal. The problem I have, I think, is like, so I want to learn how to play a game before I'm thrown in to, you know, playing with these people who, that's all they do with their fucking life, day in and day out. They play Fortnite, right? They're building all this crazy shit. I'm blown away in 2 seconds. I don't even know what buttons to press. I don't know how to jump or how to make a fucking board or fort or whatever, piece of fort. Why isn't there like the, there's this lobby that you're placed into before you start the game, but it lasts just a very short amount of time as they're trying to get you play with 100 people, right? And the point of Fortnite, if you haven't played it, is that there's 100 people. It's you against 100 people, right? The last person standing wins, and you know, you just got to blow everyone away. I just wish there was like a room. No one else has to be in there, right? I could be by myself. I just want to just be able to run around and figure everything out before I'm thrown into this environment where it's very high stress and I don't have time to be figuring out buttons and shit. I love that I can't figure out this game, but a 9-year-old is addicted to it, right? The girl is said to have wet herself during a 10-hour marathon-long binge on Fortnite. And even hit her dad in the face when he tried to take her Xbox console away. Of course she was an Xbox baby. The shoot 'em up game. That's like how an old person describes video games, right? Is that one of them shoot me ups? The shoot 'em up game, aimed at young teens, maybe that's why I'm no good at it, has gripped millions of children across the country. More than 40 million have downloaded Fortnite worldwide. By the way, it's free, so there's no reason why you shouldn't try it after it was launched last July. And it's available on just about every fucking platform. I've got it on... I didn't download it on PS4. I just set up my PS4. I should try playing it on console. Maybe that's my problem. I was playing it on the computer. The computer! But yeah, I mean, it's available on iPad and all that other shit, right? The girl's mother, Carol, 36, said, "We had no idea when we let her play the game of the addictive nature or the impact it could have on her mental health." Like, the fact you let your kid go on a 10-hour binge of Fortnite, like that, you're a bad parent. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. She's in therapy now. She's in therapy now for the addiction after she became with her. This girl is addicted. She has to go to therapy. I can't figure out the buttons. Agitated and disturbed from playing up to 10 hours a day, sometimes playing until dawn, wetting herself so she didn't have to leave the screen. This is a serious issue, which is destroying our little girl's life. I smell a lawsuit, and someone needs to step in to ban it before it becomes an epidemic. On what grounds would they ban this game? You chose to let the bitch play it. You know, you didn't do any research on it. Most Fortnite players take part in Battle Royale mode, fighting against 99 others to the last person stands. Although the game is free to play, developers have raked in cash from in-game purchases as players try to boost their performance. Counselor Steve Pope, who is treating the little girl, told the paper that the game is a gateway into further addictions and gambling in later life. Psychologist Dr. Linda Papadopoulos warned parents need, you know, I can't believe I got that name right. First try, pronounced it. Then I stopped the whole show to announce my great win. Pronunciation. I got a word right. I pronounced Papadopoulos right. I think I knew the word Papadopoulos because wasn't Webster's father or adoptive father or whatever the fuck he had there? Wasn't his last name Papadopoulos? Parents need to look out for changes in behavior and make sure their child has a good balance with other social and physical activities. A good warning sign that your child might have an addiction to a video game is that she's fucking shitting and pissing herself while staring at a dumb screen. And if you win, you get nothing. Really? You spend money on loot boxes or whatever the fuck this game has, and then you win, you know, you're the last person standing, you kill 99 other people, and what do you get? From some in-game bullshit. Like a hat or something to wear. I don't know. All right. Final story we have for you today. Oh, no. This guy was on to something. A former restaurant manager from Conway, South Carolina, admitted that he used physical violence threats, and intimidation to compel an intellectually disabled black man to work for more than 100 hours a week for years. This is brilliant for a variety of reasons. One, you can underpay them. They don't know how much, you know, they don't know what the minimum wage is, right? You can work them to death. They're not going to tell anybody. A lot of times they're just happy to be needed. You know, the mentally handicapped generally have a sunny disposition. Sometimes they don't even think work is work.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
I get to press buttons on the cash register machine. It's fun. They don't even know it's work, right? All right. Bobby Paul Edwards, 53, has pleaded guilty to one count of forced labor and faces up to 20 years in prison. I guess the flip side, the downside to hiring a mentally handicapped person is the quality of their work might not be up to par. What exactly did they have the retard do in the restaurant? I hope he wasn't cooking the food. Excuse me, I ordered grilled salmon, and what I got looks to be a wet boot on my plate. I don't know what type of salmon you typically serve, but I'm pretty sure this is not a fish. All right, yes, he faces up to 20 years in prison. He will also have to pay a fine in restitution to the victim. Court records show the intellectually disabled man, John Christopher Smith, had worked at J&J Cafeteria as a dishwasher since he was 12. Well, it's hard to fuck that up. Originally working for pay, but when Edwards took over as manager of his family's restaurant, he stopped paying Smith, who, according to court documents, had an IQ of less than 70. I wonder if the disabled dude even noticed that he wasn't getting paid anymore. Or if this guy, like, tricked the poor window licker. Like, he would hand him every week an envelope. But inside, instead of checks, they were, like, used parking tickets or, you know, some other piece of paper with numbers on it. All right, Smith was forced to work 17-hour days from Monday through Saturday and then 8-hour days on Sunday. That was his light day, right? All without pay. He forced Smith to move into an apartment behind the restaurant and used a combination of violence and intimidation to keep him in servitude. Well, how was he paying for the apartment? Huh? If he wasn't getting a paycheck, he wouldn't have any money. My theory is that this restaurant manager actually paid for this guy's apartment. So that's, you know, that's kind of like getting a salary or having a paycheck or whatever. You're living in an apartment for free, basically. All you have to do is work 100 hours a week. Seems fair to me. Of course, I would never advocate, you know, hurting either emotionally or physically the mentally handicapped. However, you know, for rapists, wouldn't fucking a slow person be the safest way to go? They're not going to tell anyone. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know what rape is, you know? All right, according to the plea bargain, Edwards used abusive language and racial slurs. He beat Smith with a belt or his fists or with pots from the kitchen when he believed Smith was working too slowly or doing something wrong. Once, when Smith did not bring fried chicken to the buffet as fast as Edwards wanted, Edwards dipped metal tongs into hot grease. Oh no! And then placed them against Smith's neck, resulting in a burn that was treated immediately by other employees. Edwards lied to Smith and told him he was depositing his wages into a bank account that didn't exist, according to the guilty plea. He also says he kept Smith from speaking with his family members and threatened to have him arrested if he did not work. The local news talked to this mentally handicapped guy, and he said, quote, "I wanted to get out of there a long time ago, but I didn't have nowhere I could go to." He said he was forced to live in an apartment behind the family-owned restaurant. Less an apartment, really, and more of an office with a bed in it. Okay, that makes sense. He says other members of the Edwards family knew about the abuse and didn't do anything. Abdullah Mustafa, the president of the local NAACP, pushed for greater punishment, including federal involvement. Quote, "It should be more than just assault. We're talking about enslavement here." Edwards' lawyer, however, resisted that characterization by saying,
"Oh,
he's your attorney too. He's very good." Actually, Edwards' lawyer said, "We don't believe there was any slavery involved." Edward's sentencing has not yet been scheduled. As part of the plea agreement, he will be required to pay restitution to Smith. The amount will be determined at sentencing. So there you go. Oh, by the way, the restaurant and its owner, Bobby Edwards' brother, they're also facing a federal civil suit, which has been placed on hold pending the outcome of Edwards' criminal case. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Sunday. Sunday, Sunday! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you guys. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Voicemail line, of course, 206-666-4463. And I'm all over social media, I guess. I don't know. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, @distortedview, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Let's check in with a few of our patrons. These freaks pledged a few dollars over there at patreon.com/distortedview, and they've gained access to a special voicemail line. I'm usually like 12 weeks behind on the voicemails. So if you call into the special Patreon line, I will play your calls first.
Jigood Timmy Boo at Super Patron Pi Pi. You were talking about songs where the singer just kind of goes fucking nuts in
yeah.
the middle. Unfortunately, one of my jobs is retail, and one of the songs we play is...
Now, when I say, you know, go fucking nuts, it's like start using gibberish words or making weird noises with your mouth. Just, like, weird choices. Like, as a songwriter, how do you choose to do that? Like, how do you come up with that?
And one of the songs we play is, I think it's called Let Love Rule. I don't know who it's by. Hmm. But towards the end of that song, the singer starts going, like, he starts, like, scatting, but, like, badly. So, I don't know if you want to play that on the show, but I think it'd be entertaining.
Let's see. It's called Let Love Rule. Don't think I'm familiar with that song. I have no idea if it's new or what, but he doesn't even know if that's the right song, right? Title. I found Let Love Rule by Lenny Kravitz.
Is gentle as a rose.
Oh, I think I kind of remember this song. Let Love Rule, yeah. Okay, I am familiar with this song, I think. This is the end of the song. Gotta let love rule! Gotta let love rule! Oh, here we go. No. Let love rule! Oh, you can sort of hear it in the background. It's like, jabba dabba dabba dabba! Ooh, Aerosmith is another one that does that. Do you think the Waka Kaka cows are written in when he's, you know, writing the songs? Come on, Lenny. Freak out on me here.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So close to letting it all go. Come on.
You got to, yeah.
Come on. Give me some more scat action.
You got to, yeah.
I was expecting more. Sorry.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, a little too soon there.
Let love rule.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
If you are a musical artist, if you could somehow work in Brit Brat into a song, right? But not just Brit Brat, but Brit Brat. Oh, that would be so great. What a tribute to my father that would be. I'm waiting for more from Lenny Kravitz, but I think that was it. Rest is just like an extended outro. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about there.
Hey, Tim, Superfly here. Calling in about the God's loophole thing.
Oh, anal? Yeah.
About getting fucked in the ass instead of the pussy. Apparently, that's the thing.
Yeah, of course. That's why I said it.
Like that's actually some. That's what they call it.
Well, I don't think they call it. Maybe they do call it God's loophole, but I do know that some Christians consider that to be a loophole. when it comes to intercourse.
That's what
butt stuff doesn't count. Although, isn't the Bible pretty clear on sodomy? And isn't like sodomy butt stuff?
That's what they call it.
Or is it sodomy just like when a guy and a guy do butt stuff? What is the definition of sodomy?
That's what they call it.
Hey, Siri! Siri! How come Siri never fucking responds to me? Maybe because I say it like a fucking freak. Excuse me, Siri! Like one of those jerky boy characters. Hey, Siri? Define sodomy. Yeah, anal or oral copulation. It's like, yeah, the Bible's pretty clear on that, so...
There's a video I think you
sodomy's
might like by Garfunkel and Oates called The Loophole. I don't know if it's necessarily DVD-worthy, but you're probably...
I don't like Garfunkel and Oates. I'm more of a Hyman and Garfunkel guy.
enjoy. You do.
And I created last week. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
You make good sex noises. Oh.
Spread the distortion like butter. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us in iTunes. I will be back tomorrow to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Life is more back within sight. Are you suggesting that I refresh the present sky?
Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my